Today we are broadcasting from Nipaluna, Lutruwita. We pay our respects to the traditional custodians of this land and elders past, present and emerging. We extend our respect to any First Nations, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people joining us this morning.
For a feel-good start to another day.
This is Triple M Breakfast.
Welcome to the podcast, another big show, and it was a classic free plug Friday, Kaz.
We plugged a lot of things. There's a lot going on this weekend.
We heard you might be in the market for a new car.
With a few bells and whistles that don't distract me, though.
We also heard that you are trying to hide things in your dinners.
Yeah, you can't hide things in your dinners when your husband and son are watching you cook.
Correct. And we preview the Southern Football League, which we'll be broadcasting live from on Saturday.
Here's what you missed. Triple M
Breakfast. I'll tell you what I liked about yesterday. In fact, I'm going to go as far to say I loved it.
What did you love?
We got some of that rain. I love those days where it's reasonably mild, a little bit chilly, but the rain just comes on down. What are you doing over there?
Well,
this is so funny. I'll describe what's happening. Kaz has got her headphones on, but the cord has been tangled around something and Kaz's head is struggling down near the desk. I thought, what is she doing down there? What's she sniffing? Is there something down there? Some fresh pastries?
I'm on an angle. Stuck. No, I was about to tell you that I mowed the lawn. Mowed the lawn yesterday afternoon.
No.
Bright sunshine. It was fantastic.
Really?
And then as soon as I put the lawnmower back in the shed, starts raining, pouring. It was so good.
There is something special as producer Rhea comes in here to detangle.
She's so helpful.
Are you right over there, Rhea?
She couldn't stand. She has to watch. She was watching through the glass and went,
I have to unplug you, sorry.
I can't take it any longer.
The cord to her headphones is tangled so bad that Kaz is sitting at 45 degrees.
Hobart, if you've had any work mishaps, text us 0488 881073. You know, things go wrong in your workplace.
Yeah, what has gone wrong in your workplace? We'd love to hear from you. 0488 881073. Something that hasn't hurt people.
She's look at back. My posture. I'm back.
Bye, Rhea.
Thanks, Rhea. Gosh. Our producer is, you know, looks out for us.
What are you doing? You're sniffing a donut down there.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I didn't realise you noticed that you were just staring at my shoulder.
45 degrees to the microphone.
Yeah, things go wrong in workplaces all the time.
I thought you were about to duck down for a quick nap on the desk.
Well, it's Friday. It's Triple M
Breakfast. Lee Jollo from the Triple M Newsroom joins us live to give us a news update. Good morning to you, Lee.
Good morning. Good start, given I haven't got caught up in my headphones.
Oh, come on. We've all done it. I'm still new No, you haven't. Well, I'm still new around these parts.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you take in your Christmas correspondence, Kaz, you go way back.
I do go way back.
You do go way back. It is all new here on Triple M Breakfast with Kaz and Tubes. Lee Jollo from the Triple M Newsroom, what is making news?
Yeah, so you'd be forgiven for forgetting this is still an issue, but the Liberal government actually hasn't secured a majority government yet. Rockliff has the support, as we know, of the Jackie Lambie network and still needs the supply and confidence of at least one independent to form government. We know Craig Garland won't be one of those MPs, though, after ruling himself out.
Okay.
Yes.
Is this still going on? Oh, great.
Sorry.
Let's get it sorted.
Yep. He's met with Mr. Rockliff and says that while the chat was positive, it's his understanding the government is not after his support. So we know independent David O'Byrne has confirmed he will do a deal, but it won't go beyond supply and confidence, and the government still, I suppose, nutting out a final decision with him.
Mm.
And don't forget about Christy Johnston, who's also still in the mix as well as the third independent.
Yeah, this is going to be some delicate work from the Liberal Party and the Premier, Jeremy Rockliff. This is going to take some time because you would not get a more polar opposite politician to Jeremy Rockliff and the Liberals than David O'Byrne. Union man. Is this Kaz? Sorry.
How do they sort this out? How does this...
So they have to form an agreement. No, they will form an agreement. So supply and confidence is one thing. I believe he's promised to give Jeremy Rockliff that.
Yeah.
However, he will be able to scrutinise any bills that they've put forward for legislation. That's what's going to happen. Whereas if you're in a full Liberal government, there's no scrutiny. They just vote it through.
So what I'm asking is there's a group of people in the running now to
help. They need 18 seats.
Yep.
Because that's the majority of 35 is 18.
Yes.
So if you have 18 seats, they've only got 14.
Yes.
Plus the three Jackie Lambie to make 17. They need an extra person to vote with them to get legislation through.
So who is it out of? Who's in?
So the Liberals are having, they've obviously got the Jackie Lambie network. So the Liberals are now having conversations with David O'Byrne, mostly because that's the man that they think is going to get them that final seat that they need to form government.
Okay.
They'll also get some support from Christy Johnston from the seat of Clark, who is also an independent. But Craig Garland has said, it's not for me. He wants to be able to scrutinise the government as much as possible.
Okay, so I just wanted to clear up who it was out of now.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
We don't vote for that. They're already voted in.
But it feels like it just keeps going on, doesn't it?
Well, let's move on. Let's move on to some gold. Some gold, Lee.
Some gold, and the Tassie Jack Jumpers have secured the services of Gorjok Gak on a one-year deal. So this is a 27-year-old guy. He's come from southeast Melbourne Phoenix, where he played 17 games this season just gone. He grew up in Sydney, and he's been through the US college system. So being through the US college system, you know that he's a quality player. This is something that he said. He says, I've heard great things about the culture here at the Jackies, and obviously that's created an environment where players can thrive, and that's fostered success super quickly. So he basically wants a slice of what we've got here.
Yeah, and why wouldn't you? Imagine being signed to a championship team. Mm. That's really great for Gorjok, and I'm excited by his presence because I think they've just announced that Marcus Lee will not be signing on for a second year at the Tasmania Jack Jumpers. He's been released, wonderful player, and did really great things. Obviously got injured during the final series, the championship series, and didn't take part in the final games of that championship series. But that means that we will possibly be able to sign another import player, which is really exciting, huge. Kaz. Mm. So an import player is someone who isn't from Australia.
Oh, thanks for clearing that up. Who's it going to be?
Well, we'll find
anyone
out
in the wings?
Over the coming months, rather. Ooh. We'll find that out. Imagine if it took years. Lee Jolly, always good to chat. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Triple M
Breakfast. Joining us live is a man who you may know from this show. Not sure where else you'd know him from. But Bush Footy is back.
We're the boys from the bush and we're back in town.
Brian O'Reilly, the boys from the bush are back. Good morning to
Hello.
You, Brian. Look, here
Good
he is.
Good morning. What a happy chappy you sound this morning, Mr. O'Reilly.
Okay, it's word of warning. This never goes out as planned.
I say that every morning too.
Brian, what's happening? Boys from the bush are back. The bush footy's back. Oatlands District Footy Association, amazing season last year. But they're back and there's some big signings.
There are. Hey, I'm nowhere near the place.
I know. That was the surprise. You usually live for your footy, but you're not going to be at the Oatlands District Footy Association this week.
Yeah, normally I present the flag at the to the last year's winners, but I've assigned two blokes to do that today. Member of Parliament Mark Sheldon and Nick Finlay are going in my place because I'm going to a reunion at Hay in New South Wales.
So it is a footy reunion. I thought he was trying to keep his lovely wife Colleen happy, but turns out he's just going to a football reunion.
Oh. Yeah. 28 years since they won the flag, hey? And we're going to watch them present Ray's last year's flag.
Now, Brian, what's happening this week? ODFA is back.
Where should New season. All's good. Three games. They all start at 1:30 on Saturday afternoons. And as tradition says, the last year's grand finals play the first game. And that's Tribunal will get their flag presented to them. And they're taking on last year's runner-up, Campbelltown.
That's at Tribunal on Saturday?
Yep.
Mitch Reeves got them fired up, the coach.
Yep, last year's best and fairest. He's taken the reins of Tribunal. And Freddie must be getting sick of watching people have flags presented around them.
Yeah, well, that's Freddie Burns, Kaz, the coach at Campbelltown. They look like they're going to be pretty strong again this year, Campbelltown.
a big signing. Max Carr's joining Ned.
That's Ned Carr, one of the stars of the competition,
I
Kaz.
Like, I feel like I've got my sports interpreter back again.
You've got to learn a lot to go.
A lot of this is going over Kaz's head.
No,
other games.
I'm thinking, what's in the tuck shop? Are the pies hot? Oh, is the coffee milky? Like, how many people turn out for these games, Brian?
At Tribunna, they have flake and chips as well.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a pretty ripper canteen up there, Brian. What are the other games got for us?
Mount Pleasant are at home to Oatlands. And that sees Mount Pleasant's got a fair bit stronger over the off-season. Zach Webster's taken the reins.
Former Hawthorn player, Kaz.
Okay.
Yep. And it sees the return of Dougal and Fergus Morrison playing on the same side for many, many years.
Well, we're excited about that, the Morrison boys.
Yep. Dylan Vakisi captains Oatlands, and Damien Rose is their recruit from Boffal.
I did see that.
The last game is Woodsdale are playing Camponia. And again, Woodsdale's playing their home games at Kempton. Matt Crawford's coaching them again. And Adam Daft is the coach again at Camponia. And I reckon Camponia will be too strong and they're going to have a very good year, Camponia.
Well, Brian O'Reilly, we better let you get back to your footy reunion. When are you back in town, Brian?
On the boat next Friday.
On the boat? Straight,
I'm going to the Crows versus North on the Saturday.
So am I. So is Tubes. Everyone's going to be there.
Brian. Yeah, we know Tubes will be there.
Brian, always good to chat to you. We'll talk to you on Monday with the wrap-up.
I will be there. See you, Kaz. Good luck with him.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian O'Reilly from Brian O'Reilly from the Oatlands District Footy Association. He's the president there. He'll join us on Monday to wrap up everything Oatlands District Footy. It's Triple M Breakfast. Every single morning before 7 a.m, we give you the chance to spin the Triple M prize wheel, and it's time to talk to Pip from Stug. Good morning, Pip.
Good morning.
What's happening, Pip? Where are you?
I'm just outside of Big W. My daughter's just drove herself to work.
She's
on the learners.
Which Pip?
At Kingston.
Oh,
at Kingston.
And how did she go?
Very well.
What's your daughter's name?
Hayley.
Hayley. How old is she?
21. Nearly 21.
What does she need to work on, Pip, her driving?
We can't do parallel parking just quite yet.
No one can, Pip.
Wait,
no one can.
I can't either. I drive around the block.
Can we pump the brakes a little bit here, Pip? She's 21.
Yeah.
And she's still on her learners?
Had a lot of health issues, so we just, we
great.
Just,
I was
beautiful.
28.
Love that.
I got my license when I was 28, Tube, so...
No, that's fine. I just thought that if she's been on her learners for 5 years...
No.
we might have a bit of a problem, Pip.
I think I was, though.
That's great. And Hayley's working at Big W?
Yes.
Excellent. What about you, Pip? What are you up to this morning?
I'm going to PT and then I'm going to do some online selling. I might even have a swim. I'm cold water swimming.
Let's back it up, Pip. What are you selling online? Because that's a hobby of mine, buying online.
I sell anything from cutlery, shoes, furniture, electrical stuff. My garage is absolutely chockers of everybody else's stuff by mine.
Oh, let's give you a plug. If you want to have a free plug, it is Friday. Where do we find you?
Just in my garage at Snug. I haven't got an ABN or anything. I just called myself Pip's Trash and Treasure.
Pip's Trash and Treasure. Love it, Pip. And you do cold water swimming. Are you doing the nude swim with me this year, Pip?
I think I might this year. We usually do a couple of swims in the Huon River on a Tuesday, Wednesday morning on my way home from night shift. And then I do some swimming at the beaches at Conyngham. So
love everything about you, Pip. All right, let's spin the wheel, Kaz. Ooh. Round and round it goes, Pip. We're going to spin up a prize for you. Well, shout out to Hayley. Hopefully she gets the parallel parking sorted out shortly and it'll relieve you from doing your teaching duties, Pip.
Yes, it will.
What That's number have good. We got, Kaz?
43.
Well, you can come and get your vibe on with the best live music, coldest beer and the warmest atmosphere at the Longley International Hotel. We've got $100 for you to spend at the Longley.
Awesome. Really awesome. My best favourite pub.
How good is it down there?
Awesome. I've been there to 3 concerts already this year.
Oh, love that, Pip. Well, you can take Hayley along for a bite to eat. Well done.
Awesome.
That's Pip from Snug winning on the prize wheel. Triple M Breakfast. John from Colebrook's giving us a call. Good morning, John.
Good morning. What I'm doing is I'm going to sort of say Kaz is completely wrong giving you such a build-up about how good you are at all sports because you failed to neglect our little sport of mower racing.
Mower racing or motor racing?
Mower. M-O-W-E-R. Yeah.
John. I'm the major lawnmower in my household. Tell me about mower racing.
Okay, well, at this present time, there's four of us who are going to go up and represent Tasmania in the All-Australian Championships at the end of the month, May, the pieces. So we got going up. But they're basically rider mowers that have been slightly modified. They'll get up to about 90, 100 clicks if you've got a really good one and a guy who's quite prepared to go, I don't care if I die.
John, this is
so you're
unbelievable.
Not, you're right, they're ride-ons, not push mowers.
They're ride-on mowers. If you could push one up to 100 kilometres an hour, you should be in the Olympics.
Well, have you seen me in my backyard in a mowing frenzy?
John, this is unreal. This is unreal. When's it happening and where?
Okay, at the end of May, June, there's about 150 mowers from all the different clubs around Australia who are going to converge up at Maryborough. And we've got six coming from New Zealand as well. And so, but like, there's me down here in the Hobart end, and the other three, one's Lonnie, that's Shane, he's up in Launceston, and Peter and Anne are just out of thing near Scottsdale Way. And so we're all preparing ourselves to get along there. And we've had a couple of little people help us, the Horizon Motorcycle, they've helped me, and the Ice Spy bloke for being cheap on stickers. I really appreciated that. But we're going up there to represent Tasmania.
That is so cool,
that's
John.
That's cool. So you have to transport your mower. Like,
it's unique. It's unique.
Oh, no, you should look it up on the internet. You're under Tasmania Mower Sports.
Mower Sports,
I'm going to do that.
And John got you this morning, hasn't he?
I'm going to get Rhea to keep your details, John, because I'd like to talk to you extendedly about this via the Spotlight on Tasmania series, because I think this is really cool and unique and different. And
oh, yeah, there's a few people down here. It's male, female, and small humans.
Beautiful.
You know, small humans under care and control, but there's a couple of them who really don't give a rat's ass. Oh, sorry. Really go, yes, let's go fast. Because my one's between about 80-odd clicks, it'll do. Shane's one will do by... The police came out to us. We were racing at Piranha at the back of the drag strip.
Yeah.
And they came out and tagged him at 89 with their radar.
John, I'm gonna have to talk to you about this extended via the Spotlight on Tasmania series, okay? John from Carlbrook, thanks for your time.
No problems, my pleasure. It's Triple M
Breakfast. Jubes, I've been having a few kitchen woes over the last few days. I think it's because of school holidays. So there are people around in my house that aren't normally there, like my son Alex, off school on holidays.
Yes.
Husband's working from home.
Right.
Putting the kitchen brakes on me. So you know how he cleaned out my pantry. That's my domain, my stuff, my spices. They've all gone. Even my Keane's curry in a tin, I think.
See, I feel like spices are one of those things that you can leave in the cupboard forever.
I know. The 90s were a good year for spices. Mm. Anyway, have a look. So I was trying to make some bolognese, spaghetti bolognese, staple, family staple.
Yeah.
They were watching me. You know what that means?
Right.
That means it cuts it straight down to mince and parts pasta sauce. When your family are watching you, you're not going to be chopping up any snow peas, carrots, cauliflower, even you can mince anything that is in your fridge, in date or not in date, even if, you know, the mushrooms are a bit limp. You can churn them up and put them in your bolognese. No, they were watching me like a hawk. So they just got pasta with mince and bolognese sauce. But we did get a text through from Simon in Austin's Ferry when we were talking about out-of-date spices yesterday, Tubes.
Right.
So if you've got anything in your cupboard, have a look. Simon in Austin's Ferry said, hi, Kaz and Tubes. You want to know what the oldest thing in my pantry is? And he texted us in on 0488881073. My wife.
Love it when you text on 0488881073. Matthew in Claremont says, ticket to Mitre, please, and one for Mooney also. That's the Claremont Trivia Mafia. We haven't heard from those blokes in a while. We're starting to worry about them, genuinely. But shout out to Matthew in Claremont and Ashley from Claremont, the Claremont Trivia Mafia. Yes, you got tickets in the Metro, fellas. You get a ticket by sending a text 0488881073. You get three tickets if you give us a call, though, or two for a photo.
Oh, we've got a text here from Khan, also a free plug.
Oh, yeah.
She's letting us know about a recycled market, which is happening this Saturday in Battery Point. So the Battery Point Community Hall there, 52 Hampton Road. Curated collection of clothes, accessories, shoes, bric-a-brac, and vintage sizes, and vintage sizes, plus sizes, and vintage items. So that's cool. That's all weather. I had my very first dancing lesson when I was five in that actual hall.
Beautiful.
Should be a plaque up. There you go. Go and see Khan at the Battery Point Recycled Market there.
That sounds brilliant. This one comes from Rebecca. If you can text us your suburb, Rebecca, we'd love that. What a great breakfast show yesterday. Patty from South Arm Primary School made your show today. Our 24/7 workplace flick from station to station. But Patty got us through on a high at the end of our night shift. What a legend. Bring more Patties to the show, 100%. This is Patty from South Arm who gave us a fact when we were talking about mouldy bread. Have a listen.
A fun fact, if you can see the mold on the bread on the outside, the mold's probably infected the entire loaf. And I know the cost of living is really high, but it's probably not safe.
Oh, the whole loaf's and not just the slice that you get out with a bit of mold on it.
Because if you can see the bread, it's probably had small little strands of mold throughout the entire thing.
Ooh.
And you might be thinking, well, I might have eaten that and I'm not dead. But it just takes one time to be unlucky.
You're absolutely right,
Patty. One time to be unlucky.
That's Patty from South Arm who gave us a call yesterday, and we love Patty. We might try and get him on the show a bit and do facts with Patty. Send in your texts, 0488881073. Hi, Kaz and Tubes. It seems like people on the Heritage Council don't want the stadium. Can they be voted out? Maybe we can name and shame them. Well, that comes from Clinton in Kingston. Thank you, Clinton.
We have differing opinions on this one, Tubes. I say, yes, it needs to be heritage listed. We need to keep it, build around it, move the stadium somewhere else.
The good shed.
You can't keep, like, flattening everything.
No.
We've got to have some heritage values in Hobart. That's what we're famous for.
Of course we do. But have you been to that good shed? It's undulating. It's got up and down bits. If they're going to, I think they can move it.
I think I haven't
been. But I think this is politically motivated, Kaz. I think this has been on the heritage listing applications for a long, long time, and this is politically motivated now because the heritage people don't want the stadium on Hobart's waterfront.
Well, we did think it would be something. It would be a three-eyed glowing parrot or a good shed. So, you know.
Love to know your opinion, 0488881073, to answer your question there, Clinton from Kingston. We're not too sure. Not too sure about whether those folks in the Heritage Council, I think they're just employed by the Hobart City Council. But that is, of course, Clinton's Bear in the air. Good on you, Bear.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bear.
You can see all of the beautiful heritage from where you sit up there in the sky.
It's Triple M Breakfast.
Joining us live is Australia's number one entertainment reporter, Peter Forty Ford. Good morning.
Good morning to you both.
Now, John Bon Jovi doesn't rule out touring with lead guitarist or former lead guitarist Richie Sambora. Why is that such a big deal, Forty? They don't get along?
Well, a lot of people assume they didn't. I mean, you know, Richie walked out on the band, was it about 11 years ago? Like, literally, as they're about to go on stage one night and never came back. But apparently, they're actually good mates again. They've kind of got over the anger. And there's this new four-part doco that is about to drop called Thank You, Good Night, The Bon Jovi Story, which coincides with the 40th anniversary of the group. And so John Bon Jovi's out there doing interviews at the moment. And interestingly, three of his four kids are all getting married this year. So that's going to be an expensive year for him. So he might have to go back on the road again. And he reckons that he's quite open to the possibility of he and Richie touring together again. In fact, they watched the doco together. Richie came over to John's place and they watched the four-part doco together and laughed and cried, apparently.
Oh, how sweet of them. Now, what's happening with Rebel Wilson? She's cancelling her Australian tour.
Yeah, so this is an odd one. So she was coming here to promote the book, the fairly controversial book, which, of course, didn't go on sale on the day it was meant to go on sale. Apparently, it is now going to go on sale on the 8th of May. But she was also doing these An Evening With Rebel Wilson shows in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. She booked really big venues, like the Concert Hall at the Opera House, no less, for the Sydney one. But they didn't sell many seats. And so this week, they've announced that those shows are all off, although they've got to get their story straight because the promoter said, oh, because of the mix-up with the book release dates, that's why we're cancelling. But today on her social media, Rebel has said, oh, because of my changing work schedule, I no longer can do it. So it doesn't seem like she's even going to come here to promote the book. I think she might be a bit dark on Australia at the moment.
Right. And Leonardo DiCaprio looks like he's going to play Frank Sinatra in a new Martin Scorsese film.
Well, you know, if Martin Scorsese's doing, it's going to be interesting and well done. He's actually wanted to get this off the ground for years, but the family were opposed to it. The family, which often happens in these situations, they wanted it to be a bit of a fairy tale and a, you know, whitewash over some nasty details, I imagine, and about mafia connections or whatever. But Scorsese has now decided he's going to go ahead and do it anyway. And you don't need the family's permission. I mean, sometimes it's better to have it, provided they're not going to interfere in what you're trying to do. But he wants Leonardo DiCaprio to play Sinatra, which when you look at him, you can actually see the look is right, but he's not going to sing. Now, whether that means someone else is going to sing, because don't forget when they made that TV miniseries about Sinatra, it was actually Australia's own Tom Burlinson who did the voice of Sinatra singing. Mm-hmm. So someone else will be brought in to do that. So no DiCaprio singing.
Well, I mean, if he could do that, he might become one of the greatest of all time, Leonardo DiCaprio. He's already pretty good. Peter 44, thanks so much for joining us. We'll catch up with you on Monday.
Have a great weekend.
Free Plug Friday means that you can plug a business, a friend, a family member, a community club, something that's happening over the weekend, an event, whatever you like, just by texting in 0488881073. Here's a beauty. Morning, Kaz and Tubes. Free Plug Friday. Dance with Sam is on tomorrow night at St. James Church Hall, North Hobart, with guest appearances by Montana Rose and Boots and All line dancers. Starts at 7:30 p.m., $15 entry, rock and roll, partner, line and ballroom dancers. Kaz and Tubes, if you're free, we would be happy for you to show us your dance moves. Have a great weekend. Diane.
Diane, would love to. However, we did go line dancing.
Smoked them. I absolutely smoked it.
We thought, producer Rhea and I thought we would be sneaky and get away from sport where Tubes is really good and go and do something dancey because I have a dancing background.
And
however, I got the instructional YouTube video and rehearsed the routines for a week. Meant nothing. Tubes just came in.
And just went bang!
Bang! Whipped it out.
Smoked it. Just looked down into the distance and I was like, gee, I've smacked that out of the park here with a little bit of line dancing for the first time ever.
Failed that one. Wait till we go to tap dancing lessons.
I reckon I'll struggle with tap.
25 years lessons with Sonny Jose. Good morning to all my dancing friends from years gone by. I'm going to get you on the tap shoes, Tubes.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. If
a little
I can
time
get a set
step,
of
a bit of a shuffle, a slap.
Yeah, I'm sure. Look, you've had training in things. I'll get you in the commentary box and see how you go. Thanks for the message, Diane. We'll repeat that. Dance with Sam is on tomorrow night at St. James Hall, North Hobart, with guest appearances from Montana Rose and Boots and All line dancers. 7:30 p.m. tomorrow night. $15 to get in. And Trapper from Tunbridge. Morning, Trapper. I bet he's out on the roads. G'day, Kaz and Tube. Shout out to the team at TasConnect Logistics for your freight needs in and out of Tasmania. Even if it's a carton to a semi-load, we can help you out. Google TasConnect Logistics. Cheers, Trapper from Tunbridge. And happy Friday, people. Love that. It's Triple M Breakfast. You were saying you needed a new car. So what are we looking at, Kaz? Why do you need a new car?
I don't have any features. I'm quite driving. We spoke to someone this morning who was, you know, on an L plates.
Yes.
And I didn't get my license until I was 28, which is quite which is only last year because I'm only 29.
That's
no.
Yes.
No, so I was quite late in life.
You took your time to get your license.
But I'm not the best driver. We know I can't drive with shoes on.
That's weird.
That's fine. But my car only has a reversing beep. So I don't have a camera.
You got the sensors but not the vision from a camera in the back of your car.
I've got a CD player in my car, which I keep forgetting to put CDs in. So I'm stuck in, you know, the 90s listening to hit volumes of 92.
Do people still listen to CDs?
Well, I've got a big stack of CDs.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you still listen to them in the car?
Like, not in the car, no, because I listen to Triple M in the car.
Good. Excellent.
But I just want, I don't know what features I want. So I'm going to walk around the car yards on the weekend and have a little look at the new cars. I want the doors to have a nice thud when I close them.
Right.
There needs to be a spot for all of my shoes.
Right.
Because really, I know this is not the case, Tubes, and I know it's not about size, but all I want in my car is a 9-inch display screen.
That's it, the display screen. That's all you want.
That's all I want.
What? So you can watch that and not watch your driving.
I can scroll Facebook.
Triple M breakfast. Morning, Sky in Huonville.
Good morning.
What's happening, Sky? What have you got for us?
Well, I have to have a chat with Kaz.
Sky.
Well, I'll leave you to
it. Anytime. What would you like to chat about?
No, you were just talking about a car that you need.
Yes, I need a new car. Yes.
And I'm just going to say, as an M person, meaning mature, I think that you said you've only been driving for a year.
No, that was, I sort of embellished the fact that
you were driving illegally, you didn't have a license.
No, she said that she got her license at 28,
which was only one year ago.
The lie there was she was 28 1 year ago. Well, it was a few more years ago than that, let me tell you,
I've been
Sky.
29 for a long time. I was born in the 70s, Sky, but I like to
identify as
a 28-year-old still. But I got my license when I was 28 in an automatic car, so I only have an auto license. Yes, what's your advice?
Well, I think all these new gadgets, like a screen to see if you're reversing, diverts your eyes off the road.
Mm.
Nothing wrong with just hearing a beep when you're reversing, because then your eyes are still seeing where you're driving.
So do you think I have more skills than I give myself credit for? Because
my oath you do, girlfriend.
I mean, I'm not, what's that gearbox called? A crash box gearbox or something. I can't drive that because I don't know what gears are for.
A manual.
Yeah, but they did more than that. And we used to have an old family car where you'd change gears on the steering wheel. What was that called,
Sky? A column stick. A column.
Yeah, a column shift.
Can you drive a column shift?
Yeah, I've only ever had a manual because I get distracted with an automatic.
Oh.
I know I can drive with one hand, pick up my phone, lean over, all those things.
Look, I think the key here, Sky, is that everybody should be very cautious whenever they take control of any vehicle, obey the road rules, making sure they're aware of their surroundings. Some of these utensils do help by shining a light on what's behind you, like a reverse camera. I understand that. But some of these screens, Sky, they're quite distracting.
Mm. Absolute. And elderly people, fair enough, because they're not good at turning their head anymore. You know, they've got arthritis and whatnot. But the younger ones, they don't even do head checks because they just look at all these things everywhere on the dash.
Well, always take care out there on the road. Always take care. Yep. Sky from Huonville, always a treat to chat to you. Thanks for the call.
All right. Good luck. Bye.
Bye. Thanks, Scott. It's Triple M Breakfast. Kaz, I asked my 4-year-old Ray to help me with my footy tipping because my footy tipping has gone to garbage and this was the result. Ray's going to tell us who's going to win the footy this week in the footy tipping. The Saints or the Bulldogs?
The Saints.
Okay. What about the Crows or the Bombers?
The Bombers.
The Bombers are going to beat the Crows. It's in Adelaide.
I think the Crows, Ray.
So stick with the Bombers.
Yeah, the Bombers.
Okay, and the Magpies or Port Adelaide Power? Who's going to win
there? Adelaide.
Port Adelaide? What about the Blues and the Giants?
Oh, the Blues.
The Lions versus the Cats?
The Lions.
Okay. The Eagles and the Dockers?
The Dockers.
Yeah. Swans and the Suns?
The Swans.
And the Kangaroos and the Hawks.
The Kangaroos.
Why are they going to win?
because the Hawks are bad.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, thanks, Ray. Well, there you go.
Oh,
tips right. from Ray.
The Kangaroos. Good work, Ray. Well, who's Ray's team?
Yeah, he goes for the Mighty Blues and the Devils. But I tell you what, he's, you know, very cute and everything, but he's absolutely wrong. The Saints lost easy last night.
Oh.
Kaz, this is a text that's come through on 0488881073. It's quite funny. Hi, Tubes and Kaz. Want to give a big shout out to my big brother, Craig Mopper Bennett, who only recently got his red P plates at the ripe old age of 42. True inspiration to people out there that it's never too late to gain your license. Yours truly, Claremont's Hardest. Ash in Claremont.
Oh, 42. Well done. You don't have to turn 15 or whatever it is and race out and get your license. You can ease into it.
I'm not sure whether Ash is referring to himself as Claremont's Hardest. Let's find out. It's Triple M Breakfast. Every single day we give away $100 cash in Tassie trivia. And Ash from Claremont joins us live. Morning, Ash.
Morning, how are we?
Are you referring to yourself as Claremont's Hardest?
Oh, absolutely, Jake.
You might need to speak up into the microphone, Ash. You're coming through at the moment quite soft. What's going on, Ash? How are you today?
Yeah, not too bad, mate.
You've been... What's going on? You and the Claremont Trivia Mafia have been pretty quiet.
I've just been too busy, Tubes.
Okay, fair enough. Hopefully today's the day you take away $100 cash. Can you test your buzzer, please, Ashley?
Ashley.
Beautiful. You'll be playing John from Midway Point. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
What's happening in your world, John?
Day before retirement again. I keep getting asked to come back in and work, and I don't really want to.
But you're retiring today.
Well, I retired 4 years ago, but... there's all these small business operators that I know that need somebody to fill in every now and then. And, I think I might make today the last, tomorrow the last day.
Congratulations on retirement. Again, John.
Again, yeah.
Can you test your buzzer for us, John?
John.
What a way to go out with $100 cash. Let's do this question number one. You've got two questions correct. You'll get yourself $100 cash. Thanks to Creative Homes, 4-bed, 2-bath, house and land package. Unbelievable, $575,000. Question number one. What is the name of the shed that has just received permanent heritage status near Macquarie Point? Is it A, the Brewer Shed, or B, the Good Shed?
Ashley.
Ashley?
B.
Correct. Well done, Ashley. Halfway to $100. Question number two. Remember to buzz in with that buzzer, John. Your name.
Yeah, my name. That's right.
Question number two. In which Hobart suburb would you find the Eastside Squash Centre? Is it A, Belrive, or B, Lindisfarne?
John. Ashley.
John?
Belrive.
Correct, John. All right, we're on to a tiebreaker here. Question number three. What is the name of the U2 song inspired by Tasmania? Is it A, Van Diemen's Land, or B, Bay of Fires?
John.
John.
Take a guess and say Van Diemen's Land.
Correct. Well done, John. Bad luck, Ashley. He's upset. He's gone. He's hung up. Bad luck, Ashley. We'll talk to him. He's okay. It'll be all right, I'm sure. He'll go and celebrate with his wonderful brother, Mopper, who's on his red P plates at the ripe old age of 42. John from Midway Point, you've won $100 cash. Well done.
Beautiful. Hey, Ash,
harden
up, mate.
Oh. I wouldn't pick on the Claremont Trivia Mafia, John. John, you've won $100 cash. The question is, are you going to come back tomorrow? No, Monday it's for Monday. $200. Are you going to take the money and run?
Every time I come back, I lose in round two. But I'm going to come back anyway.
Oh, well done. All right. Well, we'll talk to you on Monday, John. Have a great day.
Because he's retired. Weekend,
yeah, retirement today. Well done, John. Have a good day, won't you?
I will. Thank you.
That's John from Midway Point. Thanks to Creative Homes, 4-bed, 2-bath, house and land package. An unbelievable $575,000. Love these texts coming through. Good morning to Bev from Dromedary, says, good morning, Kaz and Tubes. Beb here from the wonderful Plants of Tasmania Nursery in Ridgeway. I have some good news and some sad news to share with the gardeners of Hobart. The good news is that we have currently 25% off all nursery stock. The sad news is that the nursery is for sale but is likely to face closure. If anyone has ever had a desire to run their own nursery, get in touch with us now. It's a wonderful native plant nursery on site with production of a majority of plants we sell. Wow.
Wow.
Thanks, Triple M. Have a great day, Hobart. Run your own nursery. Nice.
Oh, you could go out and water your own plants every day.
And Ridgeway is a beautiful part of the world too. Oh. Tucked in behind the waterworks.
Oh, very nice. What magic. A sea change.
Yeah. Hi, Kaz and Tubes. Love it if you could remind people that the Tasmanian Produce Market is happening tomorrow at Kangaroo Bay from 9 to 1 and every Saturday throughout the year. Your visit will support local Tasmanian small business, fresh bread, pastries, coffee, dumplings, empanadas, toasties, pies, quiches, veggie, dog treats, jam, and much more. Whew. Cheers from the Hobart Twilight Market team.
Ah, oh, there's one here, Tubes, from Michael from Lutana.
Hello,
reminding
Michael.
Everyone that today is the last day to order your top for the Tasmania team.
Right.
Cut off today. And they're also saying that, you know, if you're still waiting for your pack, you haven't been forgotten.
No.
There's a lot going out, thousands every week.
Thanks for the reminder, Michael. I tell you what.
Get it
probably
today.
Probably going to have to go and buy the kids ones.
Oh, you've only got today. Now, this is what we call pressure buying. Tubes, impulse buying, you have to do it.
What?
Get the kids one.
You have to do it.
You have to. You haven't bought the kids one. You bought yourself two.
Yeah,
that
know.
You're going to say are for the kids, but we know.
Become theirs.
But you're going to need to wear them.
All right.
My whole family have one.
This one's pretty loose. Hi, Kaz. And Tubes, you should both go on. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here. Phil and Rhea could hold the fort for you while you're away. Boost your ratings. If Peter Dacos, etc., can do it, so can you both. Tubes, you can take your footy, cricket, bat and ball. Kaz, you can take your theatre costumes. Cheers, Sharon.
Are they were the ones under my bed, Sharon? All the ones for the stage. No, what could I take? What would I take? What would you take, Hobart? If you could take one thing, 0488881073, text us over the weekend or send us a photo of what you would take. I'd take a pair of tweezers.
I'll tell you what you do take when you go on those shows. You take your dignity and then you leave it behind when you come home.
Oh.
0488881073 is the text line. You can text us anytime about anything.
It's Triple M Breakfast.
We've got to draw the meat tray, so let's go to our wonderful producer, Rhea. Good morning, Rhea.
Good morning.
You've been... What's happened? Why do we have to go to you? Why can't we spin the wheel?
Because we've had too many. The wheel only has 100 spaces and we've had far more than 100 people contact us on the text line or giving us a call or our social media.
And we love hearing from you, Hobart. 0488881073 or 133353 is the number to call. We give you a ticket in the meat tray, $100 worth of meat from Robbo's Chicken and Meats, open 7 days in Glenorchy.
Wow, Robbo.
Even Rhea came in there. Who have you got? So have you gone on an online
Yes, I've
draw?
Made the online random number generator decide Brilliant. Our winner.
Cool.
And actually it goes to a caller from earlier today, Adam from down the Huon, who called in with an update on that tree that was across the road.
Ah, yes, there was a tree across the road.
We are grateful for our updates. That would have saved a few people a bit of trouble if they were travelling towards it in the dark, because it was quite dark when he let us know about that.
Yeah, so there was a tree across the road at Port Huon near the Commandy Hotel, and I said, no better place for a tree to be across the road than
if you're going to have a tree across the road.
Because everybody has chainsaws down there, and he said they've cleaned it up already. So wonderful stuff. Good on you, Adam. You've won $100 worth of meat from Robbo's Chicken and Meats. Wow,
Robbo.
Open 7 days in Glenorchy.
Triple M Breakfast.
It was interesting to hear that Mopper Bennett didn't get his pee plates until the ripe age of 42. But good work, Mopper.
Yeah, that's fine.
We
it's
love
not,
hearing it.
It's not when. It's as long as you get there eventually.
Peter 40 Ford was good today too. And I think that you do need a reverse camera.
Yeah, I do too. I reversed into the wrong parking spot today.
because the only reason why didn't we talk about that? We're going to talk about that on Monday. That's so funny. We'll catch you from 6 a.m. Monday. Have a great day. Actually, we'll catch you from 9 a.m.
Tomorrow. Oh,
have a great
exciting.
Weekend.
Be kind.
And treat yourself.
Weekdays on Triple M and anywhere on the Listener app. It's Triple M Breakfast.